Naughty, naughty computer. Bad, naughty, nasty computer. Shame, 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 naughty computer. Naughty, nice computer. Nice, soft, naughty computer. Oh, computer.
All right, we're trying to give you advice specifically on how to prevent garbage from accumulating in your computer and causing you all kinds of grief, which...
We don't mean the recycling bin garbage.
No. We're talking about all those programs that, you know, if you just, with no regard to whatever it is, allow anything and everything, and those well-meaning friends that have that great program that you just got to have, you really got to ask yourself, do I really need that because it's just going to add... complexity to what I already have. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you don't need it, don't install it. And if you stick to that, it's amazing how many computer professionals pretty much can navigate through this, but the general public, because their appetite for new stuff or they're relying on somebody else, I should listen to that guy because he's been using computers longer than me, and suddenly, I was fine till I installed that program. You know, we hear that all the time with this these preventative maintenance programs that are supposed to jump in on your behalf and take care of business for you, and next thing you know, you have problems that you didn't have before.
You have many problems.
That is ascribing to the if it ain't broke, fix it till it is syndrome.
That's ascribing or subscribing?
Ascribing. Ascribing.
Let's ask Mike Kell, because she'll
have a great
word.
Dave in Scottsdale. Dave, are you ascribing to our show?
How you guys doing?
Good. You're having a problem with your homepage.
Yeah, something keeps... changing my homepage for me, and it also puts itself in my favorites menu, which kind of irritates me. And I've got Adware 6, the free version, installed, and I've got a SpyBot on there, and it still does it. And it could be, I'll get online, I'll check my email, and delete it, and then 5 minutes later, before I sign off, I'll check my favorites menu again, and it's already put it back for me.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that could have caused that. One, do you keep your Windows operating system absolutely updated with the latest and greatest in patches?
Yeah, in latest and greatest in what?
If you go to Windows Update, windowsupdate.microsoft.com, and you install all the critical updates. If there's anything in critical updates, it's not, just to make it simple, those are things that need to definitely be there.
Yeah, that's the first thing that these programs do, is they look for those open holes in your operating system, and they can actually infiltrate without you doing anything. Just by visiting a website, these programs can be installed into your computer.
Okay, I got all the updates, and I also have the McAfee, and I update that regularly.
Okay, the other thing is, if you go to this, you know, a lot of places where you end up on a garbage website by accident, and it says, would you like to make this your home page, yes or no? And you, of course, you always say no. Some of those, even though you say no, will automatically...
No is yes, and yes is yes.
Yeah. So, there's all kinds of things that can cause that. I'm going to give you a recommendation for a free program that will help you maintain control of your start page.
Okay. But it's a recommendation only for Dave, so everybody else don't listen.
Well, no. If you're having this problem, you can also...
They call me, and I'll sell it to them.
There you go.
It's not a one-time thing? Okay.
It's a program that we've talked about for years, actually. It's called Start Page Guard. And if you go to webattack.com, if you just type in Start Page Guard...
Okay.
Start page, one word, guard, you know, guard, one word as well. Second word.
Second word, guard. Can I buy a vowel, please?
It basically is a program that will allow you to, first of all...
Guard your start page.
Remove the scripting that's causing that to happen, and then also protect it and not allow future... So if you do run across one of these programs that tries to change it, will help you maintain control of your start page.
The problem you have is commonly referred to as homepage hijacking.
Yes.
Yeah.
The thing you may want to do is, how technical are you?
I can usually figure out a lot of things that I'm probably not supposed to figure out.
Okay.
But
are you
navigate around it pretty good?
Are you familiar with the MS Config utility?
I'm familiar with it, but I haven't dabbled with it much.
If you type in MS Config in most Windows operating systems from 98 on.
You type start, then run in that little box, delete whatever's there, and type MS Config.
Right. If you do that, it'll come up, and one of the options is to look to see what's in your startup. It's usually the last tab on the right-hand side. Very carefully look through that list, and look not only at the file that's being loaded, but what directory it's being pulled from. So you'll see a lot of times stuff from Windows that you don't know what it is, but chances are if it's being loaded out of Windows, you're pretty safe.
Mm.
But if you want to investigate exactly what each one of those are, you can type in whatever the file name is that's being used for the startup. Just put that into Google, and search, and generally you'll find out a lot about that, like, oh yeah, it's part of Windows, and it's okay, or that's spyware, adware, whatever. Okay, so you'll start to get an idea if you have this stuff in your machine or not, or if it's all just, you know, there's so many different ways they can attack you now.
Okay, so, and you know, just to mention something too, I know I heard you guys talking earlier about the pop-ups and all that. I actually downloaded the Google Toolbar.
Yes.
And that catches actually about two-thirds or more of
them. You know what? I've been very happy and impressed with the Google Toolbar as a pop-up stopper, and it also adds a couple extra things that I kind of like, but the pop-up stopper especially does a really good job, and it remembers things like, okay, this site has pop-ups that I need to use, and you just tell it one time that, and it remembers that site anytime you go there to allow the pop-ups, but other sites still block.
It's called a whitelist.
It's very good. It's simple to use.
You can blacklist sites, and you can whitelist sites.
And because it comes from a name reputable like Google, you know that it's not filled with a bunch of garbage. So
it's finger-licking good.
I hadn't been listening to you for very long before I called, so I don't know if you had mentioned that already or not.
No, we had not.
That's a great recommendation, Dave, and we concur. Google's tool. Actually, what you have to do, folks, you go to Google, and you look in down below the links. There's services and tools.
Yeah.
You click on that, and you got to scroll down to about three-quarters of the way down the page, and you'll see the the search bar.
Google Toolbar.
I'm sorry. Which is kind of cool, too, because then the ability to search Google from your toolbar from any website.
And remember, past searches, it's really, really good stuff there.
Very, very good. Highly recommend.
Thanks, Dave.
Well, gentlemen, I will take your recommendation here, and I thank you for your time.
And let us know what ends up being the fix for you.
That sounds great.
All right.
You,
thank you, Dave. That's how it works. Users helping users. Let's learn from others' pain and others' triumphs, if you will.
We're going to open up the floodgates now. Second hour is coming up. That means open phones, 602-277-5827.
Anything and everything that you want to talk about, you can email us or call us here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, the Data Doctors.
Don't forget, also coming up, our webattack.com free download of the week and our Geek Speak of the Week. Lots of great show left, so stick around after the news.
This is Al McCoy here to...